High school junior Mariah Freeman watches water drip through a filter she designed and constructed this week.
We're going to take the filter we've made, and we're going to pour that water through it, and then retest the water in the new bottle.
Right now, Freeman and her classmates in Cheryl Esslinger's Earth and Environmental Systems class at Rhinelander High School are simply trying to filter vinegar out of the water and balance its acidity.
So this is more acidic, and now this is more basic. So it worked a little bit.
The students want to know whether their inventions will filter anything, the first step towards accomplishing the ultimate goal of devising a filter for PFAS.
In between those two cotton rounds, we have activated charcoal, and the activated charcoal is supposed to help filter out the PFAS in the water.
The cotton rounds and charcoal are layered inside a permeable cup, representing an early prototype.
And you're going to set your filter over the empty bottle and slowly pour the vinegar water into your filter.
The project was dreamed up by Esslinger, a science teacher who was alarmed when PFAS, a chemical contaminant, showed up in her town.
PFAS was found in our Rhinelander water, and the well was shut down. And I thought, wow, this is a big thing.
Esslinger turned it into a class project for her four sections of Earth and Environmental Systems.
We said, let's do a filter and make a filter that could be so inexpensive that everybody could have one.
Right away, Mariah Freeman was on board, becoming one of the first in the class to come up with a design.
I drew out an idea before pretty much anyone else, so I was really into this.
Why?
And I don't know, it was really interesting, and I wanted to prove that even though I'm a female, I could make a water filter too.
Freeman's filter is cheap. The materials cost 22 cents, she figured, and at least somewhat effective on vinegar.
This is just our first day of testing.
But Freeman takes the most pride in the class doing tests on something that's mostly of her design.
A lot of the guys were like, oh yeah, this is going to be so cool, like, we're going to be the winners. And when Miss Esslinger addressed that, my group, with my design, won and we were going to be creating my water filter, I was like, see, girls can do this too. Girls have the brains.
So you need your filter on the second shelf.
In another class section, Anne DeMeyer's group's filter uses different components.
We have a coffee filter, then we have cotton. So it goes to coffee filter, cotton, and then another coffee filter over. And then we have one up here, which has rocks covering it.
The thought is that rocks act as natural purifiers, like in a riverbed.
Did it work?
Yeah.
It did?
No matter how well any of the filters work, teacher Cheryl Esslinger says they won't be the finished product.
Once we find out which one actually works the best in all four classes, then we'll do a redesign again, because that's how engineering works.
Ms. Esslinger, we have association.
As Esslinger's classes work through filter improvements, hoping to eventually test on PFAS itself, the project is being judged on a national level. It's already a state finalist in the Solve for Tomorrow contest, a $3 million competition sponsored by the electronics company Samsung. Michelle Mosa is the company's senior manager for corporate citizenship.
Really, it's designed to get students out of the classroom and into their communities and really tackle an issue in their community using STEM skills.
Each year, MOSA sees a spike in different areas of interest for projects.
I know this is a hyper-local issue for Rhinelander High School, but throughout the nation, we've seen an uptick this year in particular in students wanting to tackle water quality issues.
So you're going to test the water before you put it through your filter?
Next month, Esslinger will learn if she and her classes are state winners, which would earn them $15,000 in technology and equipment and keep them eligible for the $100,000 grand prize. But the real-world effect on students might be just as valuable.
It would be great if we actually created a PFAS filter, but I think having the students think about this and what it takes and the importance of, you know, clean water, young people getting involved in making the change and seeing how we can solve a problem, I think that's the most important part.
If an effective, inexpensive PFAS filter does come out of this classroom, there's a good chance Mariah Freeman will play a major role.
It's not some adult in Rhinelander. It's us as kids working on this. Something does need to be done, and the fact that we are contributing to this, that's really cool to me.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.